The only way to do it in the time left is for the psychedelic community to stand up on its hind legs and roar. There's a moral imperative to try what works. Psychedelics were called consciousness-expanding drugs. If consciousness does not loom large in the future history of our species, then what the hell kind of future is it going to be? No future at all, I maintain. That we may be beyond the point of no return right now. There is no time to lose. It is time to engage in a little more serious dialogue than the just say no horseshit that's been peddled recently, because we're talking about the survival of life on the planet that we are at certain has life on it. And it rests in our hands. Everybody here is here because a whole bunch of people didn't drop the ball. And they dragged through it and they lived and they passed it on. Now we're it. And we will be judged the lamest of the lame if we cannot come to terms with this and begin to talk about what is going on. We cannot allow dominator institutions to infantilize us and to tell you where your mind can and cannot go. We even have a piece of paper locked up in a vault in Washington, D.C. that guarantees life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, now, what could the pursuit of happiness possibly mean if it doesn't mean the freedom to practice your own relationship to nature and its gift? So I think we have been entirely too casual about the importance of the psychedelic experience. This is for one reason, because we cannot publicly get together and discuss it in detail.